Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Know who it is, the bread man, one time, fireman, yes, yes, yes. I missed y'all, and hey, we back. The good Lord allowed me to make it back to get on this show and share with y'all bits and pieces of my life, and you know, basically fellowship with you guys about what y'all have going on. Y'all know how the bread man do it. Y'all hold on one quick minute. We got a quick hand up. I don't know if there's somebody that might want to throw someone out there for prayer. Hold on one second.
54-29.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Good morning, bread man, one time.
Oh, man, Brett, I just called it to the show, man. They put me dead in the queue. This dope. With East Side Slang.
Okay, stand by. Let me go ahead and get the preliminary. I didn't know if you wanted me to, you know, sometime I've been, you know, telling people that you hit the one button and your hand came up. If y'all, you know, got anybody y'all wanted me to pray for at the beginning of the show, go ahead and hit the one button and just give me the name of the individual. I can throw them in the prayer. So I didn't know if that was one of them things. You stand by there, okay. East Side. If I need to holler at you, you stand by. Oh. Go to mute.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, yeah, I'm back with y'all. Appreciate that. Y'all notice the bread man, and y'all know how the bread man do it. We going to go ahead and get this thing kicked off and started. For our inspirational, motivational words of encouragement for this week and for our inspirational vitamin of this morning, talking about God's factory on earth. God's factory on earth. For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. Now, if you want to elaborate on this a little more, for those of you that like to read the good book, you can go to Philippians 2 and 13, and we can expound on this at a later date. It goes and reads as follows. The purpose of prayer is to change the character, conduct of people. In countless instances, change has been brought about by prayer. The church is presumed to be righteous and should be engaged in turning people to righteousness. The church is a good. The church is God's factory on earth. Its primary duty is to create and foster righteous character. This is its very highest aim. Primarily, its work is not to acquire members or accumulate numbers. Aim is not to get money or engage in deeds of charity and works of mercy. Its work is to produce righteousness of our character and purity of the outward life. With that being said, I hope y'all understand where this particular passage is coming from. Let's go to prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning giving thanks for once again allowing us to fellowship on this Monday morning. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to allow us to things we love to do. I ask that you continue to allow each and every individual on this phone that is listening to continue to stay healthy, continue to be able to stay motivated about what they have going on in their lives, oh Heavenly Father. We ask right now that you allow all of us to continue to run the highways and byways, supporting one another at each and every one of the races in which someone may promote, oh Heavenly Father. We ask for the promoters to continue to put good shows on, oh Heavenly Father. We ask that they continue to allow great racing at these races. We ask that you continue to just cover the tracks. We ask that you continue, oh Heavenly Father, to allow us to fellowship with one another in a great way, in a religious way, oh Heavenly Father. We ask that you heal the sick and shed in. We ask that you continue to look after the wounded, our wounded warriors, oh Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to just watch over this whole world, wherever and whoever needs prayer, oh Heavenly Father. I hope this prayer touched them. All these blessings and more, we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank y'all for allowing me to pray with you. Wow, wow, wow. Well, we had a lot go on over the past week. Here in Georgia, that's where the Bread Man one-time show is based out of, Atlanta, Georgia, that is. We had a lot of rain going on, but we were sitting back trying to find out, you know, what's going on up north. You know what I mean? You know, we from this end, it was rough because it was a lot of percentage of rain going on. But, you know, I did have a couple of a couple of my buddies to make the race up in Adonye's race up there and the track up in that area. I can't even think of it right now, but excuse me, I had a one day call one of them. My mind is racing. I have so much to cover today. It is right. It's just going on. Anyway, with that being said, let me grab my safety tip for this week. The safety tip for this week is way out of left field, but it has to be said. The safety tip for this week, as far as grudge racing is concerned, if you do not have oil pressure, please do not provoke the ones that do. That is my safety tip for the day. Let's get with the show. Wait, hold on, Bread Man. Oh, whoa. Somebody, I can't believe somebody just did that now. So y'all don't provoke nobody if you don't have oil pressure. That's not right. That's not right. But with that being said, my mind is correct. Cordova is the track I was speaking of. I don't know why Donye just didn't come in and say that. He on the phone. This is what gets me, y'all. These folks be on these phones, man. I see you, Donye. I see you. And then he just sit back and I guess, I know what it is, though. It's hard to have a great weekend like that and then listen to that inspirational vitamin. You got to kind of, like, let it ingest into you. But we got some hands up. Let's go ahead and see what's happening. 478-90-92, your mic is hot. Good morning.
Good morning to one time Brig Man.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. Good morning to all the rest of the crew that is listening on the show this morning. I'm telling you now, this is your worst nightmare, Brig Man. Your worst nightmare.
Okay. I'm glad we have you on because I spoke to my car owner today.
Mm-hmm.
There's a car that that's coming out. A lot of people don't know about that. It's called the Zookeeper. Have you heard of that car? Yes.
I heard of the Zookeeper. The Zookeeper told me to tell the people that he going to make one of his debuts down there at U.S. 19 on the 16th, my second year anniversary. He also told me to tell you that you're supposed to be calling out Mandrell on the 6-0 breakout. He also told me to tell you that somebody else, it wasn't him, it was a guy named, I don't know his name. I'm going to give y'all his initial. His name is Big Kenny. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say his name. But anyway, they said you scared to go faster than Selmo. So we automatically going to get that win to Mandrell because we already know that you can't go no faster than Selmo because, see, that's all things you know how to go. And also, we understand that a guy named Bosch done called out Mr. Dog, Willie Dog. Dog said he gonna wait, Dog don't lock his stuff up too ahead of time. He wait till, he take it a week at a time. But he said as soon as he gets to barking at the moon, he said Bosch can bring his ass on. So, but hey, look at here, Brent, man. Look, I appreciate everybody coming. I understand that we got a lot of folks coming. I want to thank Willie Dog, Big Dave, man. Big Dave done a lot of advertisement for me. I just want to take a few minutes because I'm going to have some noise. And Big Dave is really out there pushing the race for me. Tight Man, Cold Killer, you just named it, Dog, I don't want to miss nobody. I mean, it's so many folks talking about coming, so it means a lot to me. Hey, I appreciate everybody. And also, we going to get on Dog ass, too, I got to make sure the dude get by the weekend, be Mandrell ass. And if he is, hey, Dog, I know he listens. Dog, we want the 1-1 from Smokey, so. But anyway, hey, I'm through talking, Brad, man, but we told Mandrell, we going to give Mandrell the win because your ass can't go faster than a Selmo. Because the Zookeeper going to be in the house, and I done told that guy, I don't know what in the hell you talking about getting you to go 6-0 when you can't go but 7-0. one time for your mind, great man.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. You stand by. I'm not going to even one thing I'm going to do is I'm going to take that on the chin. I guess, you know, you're going to have great camera crew in the house, and we'll find out who take that 6-0 belt. With that being said, we got, I think it's Eastside on the phone. Where you at? Your mic open. 920-5429. We'll find out what happened up north. I know y'all been waiting. Dover Dragway went down. They had it out up there, and I heard, now this is what I heard. Good God Almighty, when I got online and look at them folk, it looked like an NHRA event. I thought John Force was in the house, but they told me it wasn't nobody but Jay Barnes there, and everybody showed up to basically, you know, support the Grub Jinx. Support the Grub Jinx. So,
hey,
it's all good. What's going on?
I ain't make it to Donye's race. I had a funeral to attend to that day, so I wasn't able to make it to Donye's, but I went to Big Drag yesterday for a little while.
Oh, okay.
Big Drag had a nice turnout, too.
Yes, you know what, honestly, I spoke to Donye earlier this morning, and I see your hand up there, 2285. I spoke to him, and he was headed there, Big Drag. He was headed to Big Drag's place, and they said the track was closed. So, I mean, he, that man did some racing this weekend. Donye did. I got to give him a shout-out. Man, it's, whoo, boy, the dude, leave your event, go to another event, which Big Drag is one of the big dogs around here, and try to make his as well. That, I got to give you an applause for that, Donye. You've been doing some racing, definitely. So,
yeah.
Big shout out to you. But with that being said, we can't wait to see him down this way, down south, and see who's going to come out of these bushes down here with the Fade to Black crew. But what you got? What you got on your mind, Eastside?
Not much, man. Just like you say, there's a lot of racing going on up north now, you know. So, you know, like next week they got a big event up there in Detroit, too.
Well, I heard that, I thought it was this weekend. I think Big Wayne got a race this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Mile of Michigan.
And my post-doc Joe boy is $10,000 to the winner of the shootout.
What is that, a back half shootout or what?
28-29, free entry.
Whoa.
Everybody talking about it.
Whoa. Where Big Wayne at? Let me try to find Big Wayne on. Big Wayne, you on here? Hit the one button so we can get you on here, man. We check this thing out. Big Wayne, where you at? See if we can find old Big Wayne and get him on in here and discuss that right there. For those of y'all don't know that are here in Georgia, I want to make sure I'm right. I think August the 9th, down in Millersville, Georgia, Edington, Georgia, y'all know what'll be going on. Be a bunch of folks in the house down there. Hopefully, I hope that I get to see the candy factory there. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I want to see that car, the candy factory. Y'all will find out who that is here shortly. I'm looking for Big Wayne. Y'all just work with me here, and we can get Big Wayne in here, and we can get on with the get on. But with that being said, let me move right along with the show here. Y'all hold on 1 minute. I'm going to click y'all into a commercial break here. And we're going to keep folks in here, man, and go from there.
Oh, yeah. I'm with this. I'm just going to sit here laid back to this nice mellow beat, you know, and drop some smooth lyrics. 88. time to set it straight, you know what I'm saying? And there ain't no half-stepping. Word, I'm ready.
Rappers stepping to me, they wanna get some. But I'm the cane, so yo, you know the outcome. Another victory, they can't get with me. So pick a BC day, cause you are history. I'm the authentic poet to get lyrical. For you to beat me, it's gonna take a miracle. And stepping to me, yo, that's the wrong move. So what you on, Hoff? Dope a dog food. Competition, I just devour. Like a pit bull against a chihuahua. When it comes to being dope, hot damn, I got it good. Now let me tell you who I am. The B-I-G-G-A-D-D-Y-K-A-N-E. Dramatic, Asiatic, not like many. I'm different, so don't compare me to another. Cause they can't hang, word to the mother. At least not with the principal in this pedigree. So when I roll on your rappers, you better be ready to die because you're petty. You're just a butter knife, I'm a machete. The slave I tend to wait until when you try to front so I can chop into your body. Just because you try to be basin, Friday the 13th, I'ma play Jason. No time to joke that game, puzzle or riddle. The name is Big Daddy, yes, big, not little, so define it. Can't you walk the papers, sign it, and take a walk as the cane starts to talk, cuz.
I'm back. We ain't trying to do no half-stepping over here. We ain't trying to do it, but with that being said, we have a very, very good brother on the phone that's going to share with us what happened up there at Cordova Dragway. We got the one and only Legan Leo.
What's happening? Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning,
brother?
Everybody. All right.
I'm glad you're on. I want you to come hard now. I want you to come hard and tell us. I mean, you ain't got to try to be Willie Dog, but be close to him and tell us what went on up at the track of Cordova Dragway Saturday, sir.
Well, I got to tell you, Dougie had a real nice, good show there. A lot of good racers came up there. I think a lot of them was kind of scared or they had to search the track because, you know, that's the first time coming to a track like that. That's a very nice track. People are very nice. Stages and lanes are nice. The food was excellent. I got to give it to Dunye. Dunye crew came out there and put on the show, had a class race. Not only did the one and only Boss Bass stepped in the house, he had a few little problems. But he got a solve. He couldn't race Rambo because the tie rod end broke on Rambo, and he couldn't go down the track because he had a proper stuff to make it go down the track. But Boss Barnes did come out with a win. He ran a ground and pound race team, which is a Nova. I think he called a gangster. And he came out on Boss Barnes came out on top. They ran head up 8 miles, and with the lit truck. And Boss Barnes came out with a win at the end. And a couple more little few drag grudge races came up. He had 3 lug up there. He had a little problem, so he didn't make a pass. Puerto Rican Pete had a problem. He fixed the car. He made a pass. And that's about it. It was a really pretty good show. Nice people. Show was good. It wasn't a lot of grudge races, but, huh?
What type of class race they had?
Oh, the class, he had a $5,000 class. Shootout.
28 to 29.
It was a big tie class. Head up 5,000 to the winner. Them guys that really, it wasn't a whole bunch of 29 to 28 inch tie cars up there. And I think a lot of them just wanted to come and participate with Dougie and show up and try to show out.
Right.
But it was pretty good, right, though. You know, it's kind of hard up here. It's hard for the 20s and 29s. A lot of them guys is class racing, so they didn't bring their cars. But they still showed up. SBO was in the house, carrying the wheels. Between him and Dunye, I don't know who carried the wheels at first. Dunye looked like he went all the way to the 8 mile on 2 wheels. SBO carried the wheels. Damn, yeah, to the 8 mile on 2 wheels. They put on a 2-show. Dunye shook down twice, and the last pass, he got little so fast, I swear if you blink your eye, you missed it all. It was already over with. So it was a very wonderful show. It was a good show. Everybody got along. Everybody raced. You know, it wasn't even a bunch of screaming and hollering. A couple of them talked smack, but, you know, one scared, another glad. You know how that go.
Right. You know how it is. I do know how that is. Well, man, you know what? What race up in that area would you really want to see, you know, Lincoln Lee? I mean, your honest opinion, who would you like to see Donye run next in so many words? That's what I'm asking.
You know what I would like to see, and I don't know who is smart enough to come together and put it together. I would like to see a 28 or 29-inch shootout. You got a show to be up in the north, and then you take a show towards the south, in the middle of the south, where you can bring all these boys, so-called badass, on 28s and 29s, and throw them all in the same house and turn them loose. And whoever come out on top, that's who I consider the baddest grudge race of the year. That's what I would like to see. You know, you got a event up north, nice, you got a fifth in the south. You know, I think they need to all come together and put this together and put it close enough where everybody can come there. And the ones that don't show up, they won't never no fast car, no 28, 29. But when you put something together like this, you should be able to show up and show out.
Right, right, right. Well, I mean,
Don't leave it out. I would like to see the big tie car, the big tie class cars come too, because that's me myself. I'm on 33, so even though I do go to some of them 28, 29 shootout, but I still go because I like to go and show up and show out. If I just go by myself, but I know showing up, you ain't gonna go by yourself. Somebody gonna get in the way and try you anyway. But I like to see all that because I like to travel, and I travel with Diane. You know, we need to put something together real quick where ain't nobody throwing a race on top of each other and ain't nobody being greedy about this game. And let's just all come together as one big family like the NHRA and do a big old blast.
That sounds good, Lincoln Leon. I do have someone that would like to say throw their hand up to you. Go ahead. There he is.
You got me open?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, sir.
Lincoln Leon.
What's up, brother? Good morning.
This Bobby Wildchild.
What's happening?
You know, you told ain't nothing much. You know, you told me you know whatever dog wants to do it for. Willie Dog.
Uh-huh.
He said he's ready, and guess what? I got dog money. So you need to start counting out what you're gonna do on the 16th. Dog heard you talking, and hey, he already sent me his money. So what you gonna do, Lincoln Leon?
Hey, to be honest, I blowed up. I'm broke, but I broke at Little Tony's race. I left the ring lamp. I'm getting my motor in the shop today, which hopefully is not, because I got an extra set of pistons at my engine shop. So he's gonna try to have my car back ready, have my motor back ready by Friday. So I can't say what I'm gonna do, but I'm gonna try to have my motor back Friday. Everything is there. It's just up to him to getting it done. So I'm putting pressure on him. I'm dropping it off today.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, dog.
Okay, listen to this now.
Huh?
Not only that, if this is what I'm going to do, if my motor be done Friday, I'm going to go to Wayne race because I heard he say he's coming up there. So if he come up to Wayne race, I'm going to climb clean off in his ass this weekend.
Well, he just told me to tell you. See, you done make me lost a bit anyway. Dog, come with you. I said, dog, that man coming. He said he wants you like a hog-more slot. Dog, I'm telling you now, he ain't coming to hell. I'm sending you my money. He sent me his money, and you did what? You done made me lose my money. Have a good day.
Well, you feel like that. He ain't lost no money because if he come to lift Wayne's race, whatever you lost, I'm going to make sure he get it back to you because I'm going to eat him up.
Oh.
I'm going to eat that little bad leg up.
All right, well, look at here. He was looking for you down here on the 16th, so he said he had something more to do, but he told me, you know, but hey, I thought, dog, he coming. He gonna slap you. Dog, this shit, I tell you what, I'm sending him the money. Get it. Western Union. He said,
hey, how much money did you lose?
How much did he lose?
Yeah.
I lost $100.
Okay. So if he come up here with Smokey this weekend, I'm going to slap the shit out of him. And then on my way to Louisiana, I'm going to see how far you are with the nearest Walmart at.
Okay, well, I don't know. I can't speak about up there. All that I can speak about.
Hey, Bobby. I told you in the beginning that man ain't gonna bust a grape in a fruit fight. That man ain't gonna do nothing. He said it's gonna be at your race, and I told him any amount of money he wanna bet. I don't care how much it is. Any amount of money Leek and Leon wanna bet with his ragged ass car, I will put $300 on top of whatever he wanna bet, just to show him that he ain't numbered mouth.
But Bobby, if I go to a person race and you break your car, I don't have no control of my car getting broke.
Well, you need to stop running your mouth. You need to stop running your mouth about what you can do. I told you, Bobby, in the beginning.
You already worked once a month.
I told you he wasn't coming. He never smoked.
If you just come to Bobby's race,
I'm going to give you $200. You ain't even got to have no car. I just want to show Bobby about all these people that lying about what they're going to do on these radio shows. They ain't going to do shit. I'm going to give you $200, Leon, if you just come to the race.
Hey, Bobby, I'm asking you.
Already
going to
be down here.
Hey, Bobby, can I ask you something? Ask him why did he go to Little Tony race. If he came to Little Tony race, I'd have whooped his ass up there. I'd have burned it down to run
Bobby Charles,
ask
you the judge
of his head.
Then he said he wanted to get me at your race.
Why didn't
he
come to Tony race?
Hold up, excuse me. Slow down, I ain't going to talk to you yet because I don't like to talk to you. Then he said he was going to be at your race, Bobby Charles.
That's what he said. He said he was going to be there.
Okay, and I told him if he be at your race, anything he want to run for, I don't care what it is, he can come down with 17, 34s, Willie Balls, 3 or 4 cops. I don't care. Leek and Leon ain't nothing but a bunch of hot doggone air. That's all he is.
You some hot old ass shit. You some hot old shit. I'm some hot young shit.
Now, just to show you how he done lied already, he done lied and don't even know he lied. He just said, well, I don't know whether I'm going to have my car ready for your race, Bobby, but I had it ready this weekend. But yet and still, he don't know what he's going to have it for. He's going to have it ready this weekend. He don't know about 2 weekends away.
Hey, that's a lie anyway.
That boy ain't nothing but hot damn amp.
Hey, Bobby, if you get on Lil Tony's show, on Lil Tony's race event, and you look it up, and you see my Camaro on the style line, it was hurt, and I still ran the board. I burned
it up
trying to run the board.
So
it ain't no such thing about what I'm doing.
I saw your car smoking and everything, and they told your dumb ass to back off the line, and you still went out there and ran.
I was going anyway.
You always going to go, you stupid shit. Get your ass out of the
car. Don't tell me what ain't no
Leon. Leek and Leon. Don't
tell me what ain't no
Leon. You know, Leek and Leon, dog got a point. Now, how you going to be ready next weekend, but you can't be ready 2 weekends out?
Did you just hear what I just said? I said I broke the motor. My engine bill to get my motor today. I'm going to try to have my motor ready by Friday. This is what I'm saying. I'm going to try to have my motor about ready by Friday. If dog bring his ass up here, we don't have to wait till the 16th. I can whoop his ass up here, and then I can chase him down there.
Okay, now you're going
to
make me do
something I don't have
to
wait for no 16.
Okay, hold up. Lock in $2,000 the whole pot. Lock in $2,000 the whole pot right now.
For $2,000 what, for this weekend?
Yeah, lock $2,000 the whole pot in right now.
Why am I doing that? What happened
to my
motor?
Shut up, man. Get off the phone. A bread man, you're wasting time.
Lock your ass in, motherfucker. He ain't talking about shit. You can't trick me out of no money, old timer. You got to work for about yours to come and get mine. You can't trick me out of mine.
I'm going on mute, too.
Yeah.
If you ain't got no oil pressure, why lock the money in?
Get a race report and get your ass off the damn show.
Hey, dog, you need to get you some money, man. Don't wait once a month. I get my money every week. You got $2,000. Boy, I fucked that off at the spot.
We don't use those bad words on this show.
Leaking.
Well, they need
to
get you off the floor, nigga. Your mouth is ragged.
I didn't use them bad words that you just used there.
He didn't say those leaking. Calm down, leaking. I know they got you. They got you leaking right now for real. Sweating, everything.
Hey, Brad, man, no, they don't. You know how it is. When something happens, it's nothing you can do about it, man. I have no control of
that.
But I'm here to say this much. If he would come, if they stop being so cheap and come up north like Tony Bass, Tony Bass is the baddest son of a gun because he's going to race. He's going to travel. They pick and choose where they want to go.
I done travel more than you. I bet you this year I done travel 5 times more than you. How many places you done travel? I was in your back door. I was at your doggone racetrack. I was at your front door, and your gay ass still didn't race. I come to your house and you didn't race.
I didn't force to race. I didn't even come to race you. My car
I was
wasn't
at
even
your
ready to race.
If you talking all that shit, I told you, as soon as we left him up the dog on the where we was at up there at Biz Ray, as soon as we left, you started being a bear. When you was in the house, you was a cub. Go
hey,
back in the dog.
Anybody in their own mind going to be a bear when you got some oil pressure. When you got
oil
pressure, you can't face
it. You drove your car around to the dog on tech area. You drove your car around to the tech area at 5 o'clock. Then you didn't run it no more to 9:45. The track closed at 10. You don't want
to
race.
I didn't run it. I didn't even run it. I didn't have no business, reason to run it.
Well, Leek and Leon, I noticed you used the tech talk tip. If you ain't got no oil pressure, don't provoke someone to come out there with you. I did notice you used that, and it's great that's what I'm referring to right there. If we don't have no oil pressure, fellas, ain't no need in even, you know what I mean, engaging one another, because this is what it's going to cause. It's going to cause Leek and Leon to spend a whole lot more money to get that car fixed and come down here, and it ain't going to be good because
Leek and Leon ain't going to spend no money to do nothing, man. Leek and Leon ain't going to race nobody this year.
They called me $100 for it, man.
Well, you know, hey, I mean, the man trying. I'm with Leek and Leon. Leek, I got faith in you, Leek. I know you're going to, you know what I mean, when you get situated, I know you're going to step up to the challenge. You know what I'm saying? I know you is. So with that being
Red
said,
man, quit trying to throw that man a doggone lifeboat. That man ain't that. Quit trying to throw a man a lifeboat. That man done already drowned.
I like the way he hanging in there with a mean joker.
Well, see, I'm already hanging there with him because I can't cuss like I want. If I can put that cussing on him, I put it on him.
Well, cussing ain't gonna get you no money.
Cussing
can't get you no money.
But with that being said, let me get this 706-6670. You've been holding a while. How you doing?
What's happening, Fred, man?
What's going on? Is this the stunner?
Yeah, stunner. What's happening?
Nothing much, stunner. Stunner, what you think, man? What you think about that tech talk tip? If you don't have oil pressure, ain't no need in engaging. What you think about
that? Trust me, I know that tip very well. I've been living off it for...
Hold on. Stunner, the only man so far, Red Man. Stunner, the only man that done doggone that took that advice. You know, Stunner used to come on every week talking about what he going to do. He the only man that took that advice until he gets some oil pressure. He ain't saying nothing.
Well, you know what I mean? With that being said, we got another caller that I'd like to let in here, 708-4855. 708-4855. Your mic has been hot. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. This is Tate the Great, man. I'm listening to you boys talk real foxy as my brother Leon is today.
Well, before we talk to Tate, like I said, I respected you because you said you didn't have no oil pressure, but as soon as you got oil pressure, sissy, you got the back tie.
I'm glad you just said that. Hey, dog. Now, see, I love it about you. I got some more pressure. Get your second ass down. Lock in.
Okay, lock that in for Michigan this weekend, sir.
No,
lock that
this
in this weekend,
weekend
sir.
500.
Lock that in for this weekend,
phone.
Sir.
Hey, sir, let's get it together. You give me the back tie. Give me the back tie. 5025 or better, man.
You just got out of my range. That's a little too high for me, sir.
You just told Leon.
I just told. That's Leon.
Hey, no.
That's Leon.
Okay,
I got no
listen,
respect for Leon.
We ain't really going back and forth. Hey, listen.
As far as I'm going to go with you is 1500. If you don't want to run for 1500, you ain't got to keep talking.
I'm not going to do this. Hey, dog. I'm not going to do this with you at all in
August. Okay, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I respect you. I don't respect you. There's no racism. As far as I'm going to go with you is 1500.
No, let somebody else talk, man.
You
want
to run?
Right.
No, I'm just trying to tell you. We got to keep talking about racing if he ain't going to run for 1500. I ain't going no more than 1500 with him.
He won't let you talk, Tate.
It's fine. We got to understand. He don't want to. Because all he do say he's going to run for anything. I like that. Other than that, I wouldn't even push the one button and say nothing.
Right. I said I run that Tate. And I can respect Tate. Tate said when he ain't got no car, he didn't want to run. And what I'm telling him, he don't need to waste his breath if he want to run for anything over 1500. Now, Leek and Leon, the sky's the limit for you, Leek and Leon. The sky's the limit for Leek and Leon because he's a sissy, and I know he ain't going to race.
But I got eight. I got something to drive, and I like that back tire because you told me at the track, but I was at the
No, I said your car. You said your car. You got oil pressure. I just said on the phone.
Well, I'm gonna be honest.
You ain't got no oil pressure. I wasn't gonna bother you.
I
said as soon as you get oil pressure, you got the back tire.
I thought you, hold up, though. I think you said this, but I might be wrong. I thought you told me you're going to give me the back tire with anything I drive. I thought I heard
hold
you.
On, hold
he
on.
Did say that.
Now, see, now, hold on. See what I'm saying? People got selective hearing. I did say that when we was up there in this race. And you
that's why I'm not finna argue with you.
I said that
all
in this race.
All we got to do is straighten it out. I thought I heard you say that, so...
I did say, when you get oil pressure with your stuff, you got the back tire, sister.
Okay, so I still got the back tire with my car, no matter
you got the back
is.
Tire, sister.
Then,
don't talk me to death. You got
other,
the back tire,
but
sister.
But that other option, if I get it anything, that was just for 41. I got it.
I didn't say that this time. I said that when we was at Ben's race.
I said that the whole day.
The whole day I was at Ben's race, I did say that.
All right, so we're done. I said we on one accord. I just was making sure.
Okay, but now let me ask you a question now, Tate. Let me ask you a question. I did say that. Did you get in anybody's car?
No, I didn't want no smoke. I told you that.
Okay, then.
No,
all right, then. Like I told you, if I tell you a doggone, if I tell you a chicken can dip snuff, damn it, look under the damn wing for the box.
I ain't mad at you, bro. I ain't had nothing else to get in that day other than the car I was in.
I'm finna say something else. Legion Leon, for $2,000, anything you get in at Wayne Race, anything you drive, you got the back tie. Now lock that in. My Camaro smoking. I'm going to run Leon the quarter mile for $1,500. in his doggone Camaro, he got 1-1. Now I'm going on mute. I'm going on mute.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Leon, hurry up and get the car fixed. God, dog it. That's got a doggone
damn.
Down
hey, Tate.
He's going to run you to the corner, too.
Hey, Tate, it's one thing about it. You know me, I'm going to do all that. You know what? But I'm going to say what they always used to tell me, hurt him in his pocket. He came bad enough. Find something else to do with $1,500 because he wants to say what he can do so bad.
Okay,
he came bad enough.
I'm talking like a man. I ain't know you talking nasty because I'm trying to get a real rate. Tate the Great, I heard that.
Yes, sir.
Yep, tell Leak and Leon I would come up there with Smokey, and he could run, as long as he run his Camaro, for anything he want to do, as long as he lock in at least 2,000.
And that's this Saturday.
This Saturday.
That's for this Saturday. You're going to
this Saturday, Wayne's race. This Saturday.
Yeah, hey, Bread Man.
Yeah, Lisa.
Hey, when you get done talking, you got my number. I want you to call me because I'm going to lock that in before it's over. I'm going to make a phone call. I'll stop all that real quick.
He's for the North. He is fair, whether he's locking it or not. I would lock in $2,000 on anything he want to run for, up to whatever he want to run for. Leak and Leon want to run for with his car, doggone it, and I'll run the quarter mile.
Regularly
or appropriately.
So you want to lock in $2,000 or better, pretty much.
No, I didn't say that. Now you changing what I said? I said $2,000 on anything he want to run for.
Oh, that's $2,000 or better. That's anything. That's to us. To us is the same thing. $2,000 can go to who knows?
$2,000. If you want to run up, now hold on a minute. I just got a text in. I can't run no more than $10,000. I can't go no more than $10,000.
Okay, it's still two or better, and the limit gonna be 10. Because it might get up to 10 now. You messing around, but
I'm on mute. I need to know. I need to know by Wednesday.
All right.
That's
what I've been asking. How much time do we get before we can get this $2,000 together and lock that in? You got to do it.
Well, I got my $2,000 now. I can send you my $2,000 right now.
Okay. Well, we gonna make sure the money gonna go to somebody's head. That way we don't get. Don't nobody get upset about
I'm going to show you Leon ain't nothing but mouth. I'm going to show y'all that y'all, that man there, if he's talking for the North, y'all got a sad dime representative if he's a representative for the North.
That's a lot of lockup money for somebody not to get paid
and
somebody
going
to
go to $2,000. I'm doing a lot of lockup because, doggone it, I got to change the whole motor today. And the man going to charge me.
Well, that's what you better do.
The man is charging me $1,500 just to borrow the motor.
Well, that's what you better do. I don't care about what you're buying. I don't need to know none of that.
I'm running Smokey. It's going to be Smokey. I'm going to be on 29s, no bars, I'll take. 29s and no bars. He can run the pro tree, or he can run a regular tree. He can get lane charts, and we can run the quarter.
So he can pretty much have it like going to Burger King. He can have it his way.
I don't care if he got 17 44s on there and 5 carburetors. I don't care. That's Leon. Leon ain't capable of driving a car no faster than 550. That's his capability. He ought to have a license. For $550, that's all he's
taking. Oh, wow. Man, he's so rough on that goddamn thought on
Leon. Hey, him and BET just like, man, them kissing cousins, man.
Leon, you better get on that.
No, you lied about me and BET. We ain't alike. I got a car. I drive a car. BET drive a Camry. And all you drive is your damn mouth.
Now,
he got a lot of help up there because he don't like what I'm saying to him, and a lot of guys up north might not like it neither, but I don't think nobody's going to help him. Now, I know he got a brother or whatever his brother was that's got a motor and all that. By this time, he should have enough people up there to help him to throw anything in that car to race with. He ought to have enough help to do that.
Yeah.
Now, while he wasting his time on his radio show talking, he should be out there turning riches right now.
If it was me, I'd be on the phone. My mic would be on mute right now. I've been made 50 calls by now.
Hey, Tate,
you know why I ain't got to make no calls? Because they listening, too. I already got a text. I'm not sitting there still what he's talking about. He can get his answer.
He already copied out, Lee. Tate, he already copied out.
Yeah, okay.
Leon, Moms for Farmers. Whoever Moms for Farmers is, they ought to drop your ass. I wouldn't even let them put my name on your car, Moms for Farmers.
Well, we got another hand up, y'all. Y'all get that situated. Let me go to this next line right quick. 248-1625.
You
welcome. Welcome to the Bread Man Show. How you doing? Hello.
How's it going, Mr. Bread Man?
How you doing?
Drag racing compadres. This is D from the D and Larry Show. Brother, why you
on?
So hard on Leon, man?
I'm hard on Leon because I hate a man that blowing smoke to the damn public on a public forum and don't never back it up. Now, if I'm lying, stop me when I'm lying. Stop me when I lie. That man been blowing smoke for doggone 3 months and ain't raced nobody. That man been blowing smoke about what he gonna do and ain't raced nobody. If
hey,
that man, for the,
that
if
man,
man, man for the damn
came,
North,
he came way
North
up north and
shit.
He didn't get no money out of me. That's what he did. He got mad because he didn't get no money out of me. So that he hold that.
Well,
that's
dog,
all, that's
let me
do
this, though, dog. Let me do this.
Hold on a second.
Leon was at Lil Tony show, and frankly, everyone there knew Leon Kyle was hurt, and he still went to the last.
And okay,
left.
And his defense did. And his defense take, since you want
to
be to his defense, to his defense then, why you didn't tell him the dog when me and him at Biz race, when his car there and when my car at Biz race, take?
Yeah. Well,
okay,
I
did
was,
I tell him,
Tate,
yeah. Since you had his defense,
yeah.
Did I tell him I'd run him for anything he wanted at Biz race, Tate? Did I tell him that, Tate?
Yeah. Yeah, you told him that. Right there,
so
Tate,
to his defense then, Tate, then, what are we waiting on? Why he didn't race then at Biz race?
Okay. So what you saying, what you think you saying is right, right? But I'm quite sure I'd have heard you often say it. You bring your car to the track and test your car. If you like what you see, you gonna
never heard me say I bring my car to
the
test.
You a liar.
Sister.
I come from the chassis shop with my car.
I run off the trailer. You ain't never heard me
tell
I'm going to the track to test.
Hey,
when
man,
I come
let
to
me
the
talk.
Track,
if you talk,
test
on let
test
you talk, let me talk. You want
you
everybody
to
know
you don't need to talk. That's your problem. That's all you
well,
do
it's
is talk.
Like
you test on test in 2 days. When you come to a race,
I didn't race
you,
old boy.
Don't nobody come to no
and
damn
you know
racetrack and pay
you
no $20-$25 to see
you
test in 2 days.
You don't get no money out of me. You take once a month, boy.
Let them get it out, dog. I want to hear this right here. You say dog did what? Not legally on.
Hey, a couple months ago, I heard somebody tried to run him, and he first thing said, let me shake my car out and see what I like. Now, he didn't see what he liked, so they never did get the race. As a matter of fact, that was at
Bradman, I'm going to respect your shit and let him talk, but you a damn liar. You ain't never
so
heard me talk about let me shake my car out.
Let me talk,
that
boy.
Don't even come out my
you
mouth. I don't shit
talk.
But I'm going to say one more thing, Bradman. Why is he keep on talking about other people? He keep on talking about other people.
We
talking about the trailer. He's talking about me and him right now. Why does he always got a bag of other people?
He won't let nobody talk. He want people to listen to him.
Come on, dog. Let's let him talk for a minute. Let's let him talk. I want to hear this dude, 1625. You say your name is what again?
It's D from the D and Larry.
Okay. What you had to say now?
The only thing I'm saying to dog is that Leon will engage. I think. The nation of drag racing, no, he was definitely trying to race. And what I was saying earlier, that the man Kyle was wounded, man, he was a wounded duck. He went to Little Tony event, and he went to the line. He didn't just go to the line as a show. He went to the line and released the race. If a man do that, that tells you he will race. He just had a problem. Now he got to get his car fixed. Once he fixes his car, I'm pretty sure he will do better. You know, he had a race taking place yesterday. It's been Joe Jack for almost 2 years. They finally got off the chest. So, dog, and Leon are about to get this off his chest. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
that's just
right
what I have to do. But you ever plan to get his car fixed?
You're right. I mean, I'm going to say this right here. One thing we're going to find out, it's been brought to the table. If Leon don't raise all eyes on you, Leon, you got what you want. All eyes on you. We know that the Godfather going to, you know, create some action. And he ready to get let out.
That's dog, Brad, man, not Godfather, dog.
Now, listen to what dog is saying, though. Leon, listen to what dog is saying. Dog says he can bet up to a limit of 10. He want to lock in 2 on that 10 because the guy is charging 15 to get the piece. So that entitles you to do whatever you have to do to go to war. He not care. He done made that point plain clear. So if you have to go to Don God and get a piece to go in your car, you can get it. You should be on your way. Well, that's
That's bring him in. That's self-explanatory. That run up under the rule. Things understood need not be explained. He heard the man say that. So he should already know that he's supposed to do what he's supposed to do. But I got a question though. Dog
has definitely made that clear.
Hey, dog.
He's not caring what Leon come with. He just want to run Leon. I mean, it can't
that's
get any clearer than that.
Hold on a minute, somebody. Yeah, come on with it. 8211, I got you coming in there. Just hold 1 second. 8211, go ahead with your question.
Hey, dog man.
Yeah.
I want to know this. If Leon just so happened to get away and don't have no issue, is y'all gonna drop that title, leaking Leon?
I didn't give him the title. I don't even know where they got it from. I just noticed. I mean, it sounds good. I don't know where he even got it from. I didn't give him that title. I ain't got nothing against leaking Leon. I don't know what that means.
I mean, they start calling that because you having problems and shit. So
okay, to be honest, I like the name. I mean, I like the name. Not that you get it, but I like it because every time he used to come on my show, the first thing I holler, leak it.
Okay, well, fuck it. He'll still be known as leaking. He'll just be no longer leaking Leon.
Well, okay, I'm gonna show you something else, Tate, because I'm only talking to Tate, because I'm gonna let you be my lawyer for the North, just so they won't allow me and say I didn't keep it straight. Why you think they call my car Smokey?
Huh?
Why you think they call my car Smokey?
Just on top of my head, because it always goes down the track smoking.
It always smoking because I'm always running on 7.5 cylinders. I'm always
good.
Got seven
right,
cylinders.
Well, there you go.
Always
there you
got
go.
Oil on one or two of them cylinders. But guess what?
There you go.
I shoot enough notches to it to bun it right on off for that pass.
Hey, and even if they go down there and don't do no smoking, they still know they're smoking right now. I like that.
That's exactly right. And
I
I'm going
like
to tell
that.
Y'all right
like
now
it.
So y'all don't know. And I'm going to tell y'all, Big Dave going to let me borrow his motor. Not the small block. Big Day got his motor. I'm going to borrow a Big Day motor to put in Smokey to come up there and run, y'all.
Okay. All right. Well, Leon, he hear what you're saying, so if you're going to be on 20
days, he's playing with a no-law situation if he take care of business.
I don't think that's going to intimidate him. It just...
Hold on a minute. And y'all forgot one thing. I'm giving him every option. He got lane choice. He can run the quarter mile. He can run pro tree. Or he can run bracket tree. I don't care, because guess what? That's why they call me the dog, because I can do it all.
And he got one and one. Lord have mercy.
Did I say one and one? Shit, I didn't say so. That's right, I forgot it. Dog, I forgot all about
you
that.
You said one and one out the back.
You right,
yeah,
okay, if I
all.
Said it, you right.
No, he said
you
one
right.
And one to the quarter.
He got 1-1 to the 8-2.
He's 1-1 to the 8-2.
He got 1-1 if he go to 60-foot. Basically, I'm trying to tell
good.
You he ain't going to race.
Damn.
I got to get Leak and Leon, just go to mute for right now, man, so I can finish the show, man. Good Lord. Leak and Leon, God, man.
I'm just going to show y'all Leak and Leon shouldn't be on no show unless they call him for the give a race report. He give a good race report, but that's all.
Yeah, he did. He did a great job. And Leah, you know what, Leaky, man, I got faith that you're going to get it together, man. We're going to move right along because I'm starting to feel bad for you, Leaky Leon. And that
man.
Like
you better be quiet before I get man drill on you now.
See that? That ain't in my pedigree.
Hey, Brad, now, he might need to call stop, Leak.
Yeah, we might have to do that. But I gotta move on with the show, cause we got some. I got a bunch of texts coming in about Tony Vines the boss? I really tried to get him on. Was the boss afraid to run Donye when he was up there at Cordova? I mean, I got Donye on the phone. Let me go up here and get him in here. Donye, where
being
you at?
Smart, bread man, though. Being smart, bread man, don't make you be afraid now.
Well, you know, I'm gonna let that go. Leaking Leon, go to mute. Now, I just asked you to go to mute. That way you can intervene, but let it calm down. Think about what's going on. Now, I say I got faith that you gonna do the right thing. I got faith in you.
Leaking Leon already on mute, man. You ain't gotta tell me to go to mute. He is mute.
I laid my phone down. I'm back to
home. You ought to lay yourself down. Lay on your stomach with two pillows on.
Hey, Breadman, I want to say this. I was an eyewitness myself. I don't know if Tony Bynum was scared, but Tony Bynum had problems. He had water in his gas. How he got there, I don't know, but I watched him puff himself out twice. And the tie right end broke. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he was scared because he came that too far to be scared. It's just he had problems and issues. When you got problems and issues, you ain't going to go. You shouldn't go.
Yeah,
I wouldn't expect no man to go. You know, that's the way I see it.
Well, you ought to be good at it because you practice not going a lot.
Hey, dog, hush your mouth, man. Hush. You know, that's something old folk. Hush your mouth, man, please.
I am old.
Boy. Well, y'all, I'm going to just say this right here. Hopefully we get this ironed out. We got another hand up here. 404-7027. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Red Man One Time Show. What's happening?
All right, Fred, man. This is the first time I call on your show. Seems like y'all got a good show going on. Let's tune in with live, eh? I got a question for Dunya. You still got Dunya on the line?
He listened. His line lit up, but he ain't engaging. But he on here. He here. You go ahead with it.
I was just trying to find out. Was he coming to trick or treat this year? That's all.
You, John Jay, where you at? Somebody got a lot of background noise. I got a lot of mics open.
Listen, give me about 10 minutes, and I'm going to be back with everybody.
You know what, Donye, as soon as you heard live action, now you want to go to break, and you've been on here all this time. Boy, I don't understand this right here.
Hey, dog.
Yeah, I was trying not to take up too much of the time, because you know when I get upset, I can't stop talking.
This is on the Tony Bynum topic. I said, I was told that Cowboy... When he got that water hose from the from over there by the pit and put it in their fuel cell and then had everybody come over to their trailer and see that the water was in the carburetor, but that ain't none of my business.
I heard the same thing, but my mic open. Oops.
Yeah. They said they put water in there on purpose.
Is that Tate talking? Is that you, Tate?
Yeah, that's me, dog.
I'm going to ask you a question then, Tate, since you said that. I'm going to ask you a question now, and then I'm going on mute now. I'm going to ask you a question. I heard Leon said Tony Bynum wasn't scared, but I'm going to ask you a question. You know Tony Bynum, right?
Yes, sir.
When have you ever known Tony Bynum to go to a track and been to the track at least 10 or 12 hours and ain't race nobody? I'm going on mute.
I ain't seen that too many times. I have not seen that too many times. Yeah.
All I'm saying is Tony Bynum tried to raise somebody as soon as the gate. So if he been there that doggone long and he didn't try to raise doggone Dunyay, he must have been like Cold Killer. He got scared. He ought to do like Cold Killer do and sell his car.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, I forgot. And Brad, man, I was supposed to put it out on your show today. Cold Killer from Cold Killer's own mouth, y'all. From Cold Killer's own mouth. He has sold the Great White. The new name of the Great White is Charles Manson. That's the new name of the Great White is Charles Manson. But now he said he sold it for a financial gain because it was a good business deal. But I'm going to be like Tate. He sold it because he seen Dunya make that pass. Him and Tony Bynum don't want none of that trouble. So they got rid of their cars instead of failing.
Hey, man. You know, if that ain't the case, that's what it seems like. You know, that's what everybody gonna paint that picture. So, you know, I guess you know you just deal with what come your way when shit happened like that. Cause it was brewing. We definitely wanted to see that Tony Bynum race this weekend. So,
well, there you go.
We know Tony Bynum did break a tire rod. We know that. But my point, I'm trying to wait. It was down there time for the track to close. Tony Bynum ain't never been at the track that long. They raced somebody. So my point is, he was laying back because he didn't want to face the fate of black. done yet.
Yeah, he took it. Yeah, he took
dog,
he took his sweet
dog,
old time. Now,
dog, you remember me saying that? You know, we got some fast, a couple of fast 29 inch side cars.
DJ
out
Grant,
right now.
You said it, and I know what you finna say. Dunye's showing you how fast he is, cause he damn sure look fast. I'm on mute.
What I'm saying is, I said a lot of cars been out. It's only been a few 29 inch tire cars out, and I said beware, cause the bales are coming. Came out and shocked the world. Now Dunye came out and shocked the world. They ain't doing nothing but coming out and being faster and faster.
You said it. You damn sure said it.
I mean, right now, I put Donye as being the baddest motherfucker out there right now.
You can't
I'm
come,
sorry,
DJ. DJ.
I'm sorry, doggy got fine the bread, man. I'm sorry.
We know it's been in the heat of the moment, though.
That one, cause you know better. You know better.
I know it. I know it. I don't know
hey,
how
hey,
to
Brad, man,
it's been
in the heat of the moment. He got excited, Brad, man.
But I'm also eager to hear his response to live action.
Okay, now I'm gonna say one more thing, DJ. Tony Bryan can get his reputation back. Listen to me good now, DJ. If you agree
uh-huh.
with me or whoever on the phone agree with me, Tony Bryan can get his reputation back. If he come back with Rambo and knock off SVO.
Yeah. That'll look pretty good.
SVO ain't nothing to play with either.
He said he can get his reputation back. I don't think he got a bad reputation. I just think
He ain't got a bad reputation. I'm just saying, though, you know, right now they're looking at him sideways because everybody kind of running sideways away from Dunye now.
What disappointed me with Tony is that he didn't have Rambo and Vados. I don't know why. Maybe it was something I don't know.
I can vouch for him. He didn't have it in Vados because they said that it wasn't for that class. That's why he didn't bring it down there. I don't see why him and Doggone, he ain't bring it down there to try to jump on Tony Wright. Candy Kane was down there.
That's a point, DJ. You might have asked the question within the question. What I'm saying is, so was there any problem with the car? There was no problem with Rambo that weekend of Vados.
Yeah, it was a problem. Candy Kane was there.
That's what I was asking.
Okay, I'm going to get in a lot of trouble for this here. And I'm going to find out why all that, when Tony found out about we was talking about him, you know he going to goddamn it go off. Oops. I mean, you know doggone well he going to go off.
Yeah.
Well.
I'm not talking about it. I'm just asking the question. Because, like I said, I didn't know. I thought it might have been a problem with the car or something like that. But I know. When I heard Whit talking like a bear before that race, the week of that race, it seemed like everybody was just kind of quiet to me.
You got a point there, DJ, you're pretty smart, man. Maybe your car should never get ready. I know you just picked your motor up last week, though. You ought to be getting close, ain't you, brother? Oops, I'm going on.
Yeah, in a little while I'll be able to talk, I guess. I was gonna finish what I was saying about Whit. Now, one thing, you know, Whit been catching a lot of hell. But when he got Candy Cane or whatever ready, he came on the shows like a bear. And when he was at the track, he was that same bear he was on these phones. So I can only respect that. You know, and right now, I mean, Ken came a bad son of a gun. But
as
I know
long
him
as he stayed from up north. As long as you saying he stayed from up north.
Well, I think it'll be a good race, but I like Donnie if they race. If they race in a track, we'll both of them to put it down.
You know what? I'm going to say this right here. It's hard to put the whole North on one car. It really is.
I know.
It's hard.
I know. You're right. You're absolutely right.
But right now, the North only got one car in that area we talking about. And Dunye is the man that got these doggone. Everybody up North got these doggone
on
Dunye's shoulders.
I said it before. Dunye is king of the North.
On car. They took one car up North, and everybody in the South jumped on it. So it's not hard to do. It should be done. If you open your mouth and you're ready for action, you should take what comes your way, if it's in your class.
I like that, Tate. I like that, Tate. I like that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But, I mean, when I sit back and look at it and view the whole thing, it's almost like, you know, Kanye is just, you know what I mean, the next hope for up north, the north.
Kanye has been there for a long time, though. I mean, Kanye has been carrying.
I was just
going to
say, Kanye, all we used to hear about was Kanye and Tate the Great.
Yeah.
That's all that we used to hear about was Kanye and Tate the Great. Them were the only people we heard about.
I mean, Kanye needs some help on the 29. I mean, I know it's a lot of big side action. I know a lot of guys are more starting to convert to the smaller size. But Kanye needs some help. Kanye can't do it all by himself. But it looks like he's going to try. And I ain't mad at it.
Hold on. I got a phone call in. Hold on. I got a phone call. Yeah, heart transplant. Yes, his name is Leakin Leon. Yes, I will pay for it. Yes, thank you. Oh, go ahead, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Stunner.
Yeah.
I'm going to just say this to you and Dawn. He got some help coming. Now I'm going on mute.
Okay. All right.
Uh-oh.
I've seen a couple of units that's supposed to be coming out from up there. If they run like they look, they're going to be some bad summer gun. We all know Luke ain't never won no race.
We ain't gonna let him keep fighting this fight by himself. He got some help coming.
Okay.
I hope it ain't
All that could bring more action, man. But all I can say is I got the memo that Kanye ain't nothing to be played with. I'm going to leave it at that.
Well,
I can't wait.
We're
going to
move to this next segment. You know what I mean? I talked about it this morning. I had a lot of texts on it, and I'm glad I got the God. I need the Godfather for this segment. I need the Godfather for this segment right here because he's the one that is over now. I don't know who that is with that background app, but it's a lot of mics open up. And one thing we do on this show is we have courtesy as far as muting out when we're driving in these cars. Please don't let me find you because you would be up out of here. Believe that. Anyway, with that being
said, it's not me, Birdman. I know you think it's me, but it's not me.
No, I don't think it's you because if I thought it was you, you wouldn't have had a chance to make a remark. So if I thought that was you, so I didn't think it was you.
Hey,
you know how quick I am. You know how quick I am on that tree now. I'm quick in these buttons over here now. Don't do that. Go ahead before I get this segment. Go ahead, sir.
Look here. I just also want to let y'all know, hey, John Ford's going to be in the house also on the 16th. So John Force will be there. Hey, Brett, man,
are you getting ready to go?
Look at him. I'm ready. And I want you.
I'm saying we're going to get to that. Let me get to this segment. We're going to let you get on here and go with what you know in just a minute here. Let me get to this segment right here, if you don't mind. This next segment, I got a lot of calls. As I remember, when Bobby Childs received the top sportsman belt, and Bobby, you know, showed up in Montgomery, and he got into himself. I called Stunner. I said, Stunner, is it raining in Montgomery? He said, Brad, I promise you, it's not raining. Come on, let's go. I was leaving my house, and I called Bobby. I said, don't you do nothing until I get there. And I arrived at the track, and Bobby had already ran for the belt. And they said that it wasn't the type of run that I know he's capable of doing. They said that, you know, Dolomite scared the mess out of him. Yes, Dolomite. So Dolomite obtained the belt. And with that being said, Dolomite, because he was having issues at the time, he went out there, and he tried to run in Montgomery. He did turn the light on, and he received the belt. Now, with that being said, what I was explaining about the belt.
Say it right. I turned the light on for him. Thank you. Going on mute.
Go ahead, Brad, man. Don't start back over, Brad, man. Go ahead.
I'm not going to start back over because, see, you know, what really irritates me, I'm really getting irritated, dog. I really am getting irritated because of the fact that whether you turn on the light or he turn on the light, this dip does not come on at the end of the track. Somebody got some interference in here. Oh, him mercy. Y'all hold 1 minute. Everybody got to go on mute now.
You just found him now. It doesn't stop now. Whoever you just closed, you just got him.
Oh, because I was thinking, you know me, dog. I'll go right. I'll go down this list and write and mute everybody, Mike. I ain't finna play around. We all a team.
You got him.
We all a team here. But like I was saying, Dolomite achieved, he got the belt. He was the champ. Dolomite was the top sportsman champ. Now, what we never had in place was some type of rules to implement to keep the action going. We never had any rules in that manner. So anyway, we put someone in charge that, you know, the Godfather is over a lot of grudge racing. I mean, whether y'all know it or not, when he's on here with me, I'm only mere learning how to do this right here, this stuff. No, don't get me twisted. Yes, I've been around racing all my life, but I'm more of a class racer, and I do grudge when I do have oil pressure. But with that being said, with the belt situation, there are a lot of us out here that really want to grudge for some type of title. If you don't believe me, I fade to black, you look at a champion team, you think that he ain't trying to be the grudge racer of the year? Yeah. You know what I mean? He's always up there for that title. Now, with that being said, there was a title that was taken, you know, here out of the South, which was the top sportsman title. And I just got a text about this situation. The top sportsman title was moved. It was moved because there was a bunch of individuals screaming about the corner. Oh, the corner, the corner, the corner. The corner showed up, and you know what I mean? The belt was relinquished. Dog has the belt. The Godfather has the belt. He has the right to distinguish these belts out to who they need to go to because he ain't just for one side. He is basically grudge, period. It ain't no hitman production. It ain't no grudging. It's just this belt now is about the baddest back half in the grudge game. And
Top sportsman.
Yes. Top sportsman, you know, which is basically a back half or, you know what I mean, carved that caliber. But
basically a slow promo.
Yes. Either one. It is a top sportsman. I'm going to use the top sportsman because it's the right thing to use. It's the right term. You're right, sir. Anyway, when it was taken from the South, everybody said, but, Brad, how do you feel about that? Well, I really didn't get enough information about it until, you know, this weekend when I discussed it with the head man, and he elaborated to me, which the head of Grudge Inc. told me, hey, we just furnished the belts. The Godfather's the one that issued the belts out because we feel like he is on neutral grounds. So I'm putting it out there. I have the Godfather on the phone. I'm letting y'all know that called in about that situation.
Okay, Brad, man, let me explain it to you, and you put it out there kind of good there. Let me explain to you. The belt situation is the champ, whoever's the champ got more power than he might think he had. Now, the belt situation, I got jumped on because they say I was being one-sided, but I was only enforcing the rules as they was in place at the time. Stone Cold had the belt. The corner challenged Stone Cold. So with the corner challenging Stone Cold, he had 30 days, which is the answer, the race, or do whatever they want to do. Okay, Stone Cold said he could not make the challenge because he did not have oil pressure. And he didn't have oil pressure. So the champion, which was Stone Cold, and the corner them, they both worked out an agreement that they did outside of the rules, which I don't have no control over that outside the rules. Stone Cold agreed to just get a belt up as long as the corner take his punk out money down, and they run for the belt because Stone Cold didn't want the corner to get the belt without racing somebody. So as a bonus, the belt was a bonus for the race up north, for you, for your information, for one thing. It was a bonus. The corner and Mean Gene was already locked up. Stone Cold said he did not want the man just to get the belt without fighting for it at all. So he agreed to relinquish the belt as long as it went up, and whoever won between those two guys, that's who would get the belt. Now, that was Stone Cold's call. That was not my call. That wasn't Grudge Inc. call. That was not the rules call. That was a rule that Stone Cold, as the champ at the time, made with the guy that was the challenger to him. Now, that was his call. Now, the belt is, like you said, the belt is now vacated. Nobody has the belt. As of right now, unless in some change, August the 23rd at Cecil County in Maryland, the belt will go back into a shootout. As of right now, August 23rd, Cecil County, Maryland, the belt will go back up for a shootout. That's all the word I got now. Any questions, Breadman, I will answer them without any animosity toward anybody and without any cursing, like a grown man. Any more questions you want to know that I didn't clear up, I'm here to answer them, all of them.
Well, I think that you couldn't have put it any better. I really didn't want to touch the situation because there is a lot of people that, you know, feel like, you know, a champ should run for it. And I do. I want to be honest. I feel like you should run for the belt. You know what I mean?
Hey, man, like I said, Breadman, what you said is right, Breadman, not to break you off, and you are absolutely right. Now, we did fail. I said we as a whole, which is the Grudge Inc. belt. So Jay Barnes, the president of the Grudge Inc., right now, either he's in right from Tennessee or he's getting it together now where we're going to publish all these rules and regulations and who got the belt and whatever. And every time a new rule goes into effect or been changed, we will publish that so everybody will know. We will try to come on every talk show to let people know so people said they didn't know. And that was our fault. I'm going to take the blame for that. I'll take the hit for that. It was our fault that everybody didn't know the rules because it wasn't published and out there. We are working on that right now. We are working on that. Any suggestions that anybody got, any suggestions, I don't care who they come from, we will take in consideration. Don't care who they coming from. We are in the process also right now of getting some executive consultants from every region to put their input in on this belt situations, on all the belts. So if anybody got any more suggestions, whether they're good, bad, in between, we can try to keep it positive because, I mean, being negative and they doing nothing that's causing animosity. Any positive input you got, or anything you want to say, feel free to say it. Now, Breadman, I don't know that they can do that on your show or not. On any of my shows or any of the Grudge Inc. show, or this is a Grudge Inc. show, they are free to come on and say what they got to say and voice their opinions, Breadman.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
Will the top sportsman car have to keep that rule in place by a 4-inch sports space motor?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Bobby. It's no such rule in place of that. That was just talked about. We never made a rule that it had to be a 4-inch board space. That was never a rule. That was just talked about. It was just implied. Nobody challenged it. Everybody said that was a good idea. So, it, you know, just they just said, okay. But we are in the process, since that did come up, of making a top. We got a top sportsman built for a 4-inch board space and one for 5 and bigger. That is in place now. That's being discussed right now. But as of right now, it's no rule that said it had to be a 4.8 board space. You see what I mean? A bread man by when people assume stuff just because we talk about it?
Oh, yes. I mean, and that's what these podiums are definitely for, to come on here and get this stuff ironed out. We got to handle business sometime as well. And, you know, especially when we have the crew we have on here now, that we can, you know, iron out a lot of stuff that, you know, needs to be ironed out.
That was a good question, but like I said, at the time it was no big deal because it was only one man that was trying to do that, and that was Jimmy. You know, that was Jimmy, so there was only one man. So, you know, after Jimmy, you know, passed and everything, nobody even said anything else about it no more.
Right. That is correct. You know, and you know, with that being said, we have a lot of other classes that we're looking at as well, particularly, you know what I mean, the 33 class, Leek and Leon, you know, cars that want to run on 33s, and you know what I mean, and not put the big boys on. So those are all the classes that we'll be looking for, you know, as far as setting some rules up for, you know, back half on 33s, you know.
And again, Breadman, like you said, anybody, it don't make no difference who you are, ain't no big guys, ain't no little guys, anybody can throw out a suggestion, and any suggestion that they throw out, I don't care how small or how big you think it is, it will be taken under consideration. Anything.
Right. That is correct. Well, if y'all don't have any questions, y'all got a lot of mics open, and you know, I know that was a different topic, but this is the time now for those of you that have upcoming races, if you'd like to hit the one button and we can get these issues out of the way. We can find out where y'all going to be. And we got one man on the phone already. Let me introduce him again, the one and only, Bobby Wow Chow. Bobby Wow Chow, you're going to be having a race down in U.S. 19, Albany, Georgia. This is your second annual reunion race, which is basically, to me, is outstanding. To be able to own your own track. Bobby Wow Chow owns the track, y'all. To come from where you come from, sir, and be able to obtain something in this magnitude really makes me proud to even know you. With that being said, I'm going to sit back and let you talk.
Thank you, Brett, man. I want to thank everybody for working with me over the years, a couple of years. I'm going to take it on a lot. It's been a rough one. I tell nobody that, you know. So when you decide to do it with me, make sure that you dot your I's and cross your T's, because it gets rough out there. But anyway, first thing I want to do, I want to thank God for allowing me the opportunity to do some of the things that I want to do. You know, sometimes you have to be careful what you ask for, because God gives you what you ask for, even if you get it, you don't want it. But anyway, I want to thank all the guys for helping out. I know people maybe say I'm trying to suck on the dog. Me and dog go way back. Can I say this, Brad, man? Just give me a minute. People say a lot of things about dog. If y'all just give me a minute. A lot of people say a lot of things about dog, be one side and this and that. And I'm not going to say sometimes it don't seem one-sided. But I want to just put this out there. I've known dog for a while, and if anybody ought to know what loyalty is, I know people say that, well, he stuck on Mike here, he stuck on Jeff Mile. It's different between being stuck on and being loyal to. Dog been in the military, so if you understand a person that been in the military, you know that when a person been in the military, you're going to be loyal to your country. You're going to fight the last man down until everybody down or whatever. Well, this is the way dog operates. Dog is loyal. If he loyal to you, trust me, he's going to be with you. Now, some people may say, why, how you know that? I know that because me and dog was in partnership with me with my car when I started the racing. Dog came in, we met one another, we kind of like one another. He tell me, he now I ain't lying, he cuss your ass out. I don't care what it is, a Monday or a Sunday or even church, he's going to cuss you out if he don't like what you're doing. He was with me when my car was broke, transmission, I'm telling you. And dog could have just said, hey, man, I'm bagging out, but he didn't. That guy stayed right there with me. So that's what you got to understand about law than talking about person being one-sided. So maybe some people need to look and stop saying, I'm not saying it don't look that way. And it might be, but to me, when you know a person law. Now, let me get to my race. Dog had hung around me a long time. We done first fight up and down the road to New Jersey and everywhere else and to Albany. He done hung around. He done helped me. One thing I can say, when he say he going to do something, you can take it to the bank. Unless it's emergency come where he can't do it. And I appreciate him. I appreciate what Jay Bond doing. I appreciate what Grudge Inc. I appreciate what Type Man, Cold Killer. I mean, the whole family that is helping me with my anniversary on this year. Like I said, we're going to have John Forster taking pictures. I mean, just so many guys today are coming. I mean, I don't want to start bawling. He just called me up and cussed me out, said he's going to be in the house. Doug Hines, I mean, the list goes on. Undertaker Scott, Miss Nicole said she might just show up in there. I mean, I know I'm going to miss somebody. And Jolly Rancher, I got to say something about Big Dave. Big Dave, that's another guy. If this guy say he got your back, trust me, he got your back. I appreciate what Big Dave doing. Big Dave is really, I'm a hat off to that guy. You know, I only seen Big Dave probably one time in my life, talked to him several times on the phone. But when this guy say something, y'all can take it to the bank, too. I want to thank y'all for coming out, supporting me. Like dog always scoop me. He said, Bobby, now, everybody ain't going to come. I'm telling you this now. And it make him mad. That's why he said he don't want to give show, because the person say they coming and they don't come, it really tee him off. So that's why he won't give a show, because he said he shouldn't tell me a lie. But to each his own. But I want to thank y'all. Y'all come on out. Celebrate. We're going to be there Friday night and Saturday night. We got some bikes coming in, testing tune, meet and greet. And I understand we got a lot of people coming. Like I said, we got Jay Bond with the zookeeper coming. Me and Brent Man gonna be chauffeuring it. All right. But he told me Brent Man cannot go. He told him 6-0, but I know I told him Brent Man can't go for 7-0. But so it's gonna be a lot of fun. Me and Junior gonna jack up dog. He's gonna get Junior 1-1. I know I'm putting words in his mouth. Nothing's gonna cuss me out. But anyway, but we're gonna be doing it up there. So if y'all ain't doing nothing, August the 15th and 16th, come on down to US-19 Dragway and we meet and greet, have some fun, come and give me some support. That's all I wanna say, Brad Man. Thank you very much for the airtime. I'll see y'all on August the 16th at US-19 Dragway. Thank you.
Okay, Brad Man, let me say something before we get in there, because between you and doggone it, Bobby Childs, y'all long-winded than me. But like Bobby just said, though, I don't like the individual to point out people sometimes because, like you said, you always forget one, and the one you forget is the one that's going to call you up and get mad at you. So good thing Bobby just said you appreciate everybody coming out. But one thing you always remember, Bobby, never worry about the doggone it, the quantity of the people that show up, Bobby. Worry about the quality of the ones that show up. I'm going on mute.
Thank you, sir.
Well, with that being said, we got a couple callers. Yeah, go ahead. Can you hear me, Tanya?
Hey.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Tanya.
Well, yeah, I just want to say, you know, live action stayed on here for 20 minutes waiting to hear from you. Yeah, live action still on here, and his mic's still open. So go ahead, Tanya.
Man, they ain't hung up yet. I was trying to keep y'all on mute till they hung up. Hey, no. I really appreciate and like to thank everybody that came out to the race. Those that wanted to come that couldn't come. The haters gonna hate, and we not gonna even address them. Ones who didn't bring cars, they still came out and support, and I really, really appreciate it. It was the first time. I thought it was okay. If somebody or anybody, whether negative or positive, if they see something that we could have did better or differently, I'd appreciate the input, well, no matter what it is. We plan on doing it again. And I just like to, you know, thank everybody. That's all.
Well said, Donnie.
We're going to grab these other lines we got lit up here. 224. Oh, Lord. 224-6386. The one and only, the world-famous Smooth Criminal.
What up? Hey, I want to say this. Dominic, you from the side. You know, I know y'all have seen you a couple of times. You only talked once or twice, but, you know, I didn't get a chance to make it to your race nor drag, man. I'm kind of mad about that. But, you know, that's the life of being a truck driver. On that note, Bobby Wildchild, I want to congratulate you, bro. On you know, having the track, man, and the ability to have brothers come out there and support you. I'm hoping that, you know, that's what Grudge Inc. is all about. All these other groups, you know, go out and support that track like you do everybody else with track. You know what I'm saying? Dog, I wanted to say something to you. You said something about the belt. I wanted to say, how come, I heard on the radio that the belt was supposed to be up in Maryland, but what happened to the corner? He didn't want to race for the belt? Wasn't that supposed to be the key? Once he gave up the belt, once he took down the deposit, they were supposed to race for it.
Yes, that's what it's supposed to be. But, you know, like I said, I can't make him do nothing. But you're right. That's exactly why we did it, for him to race for the belt. You're right.
Right. Yeah, I thought that race was going to go on. That sounded like that was a good deal. He take down the deposit and race for the belt. He could have had it on his own. I mean,
exactly.
He was talking all that mess about having it. He should have took it.
You got a point there, Smooth Criminal. You got a point there. But all, like I said, we can't we never know till we know, brother.
That's true. I'm going on mute, man. I'm going to listen to everything else, man. Nice.
Oh, Smooth Criminal, one more thing I want to say to you before you go there. Smooth Criminal, I know you say you're from Chi-Town. Could you run by Leon's house and pump him, give him some hard medicine?
I'm going to leave that alone. Leon got he be taking them pills, man. He be all right. He be taking them pills, man. He all right. He a good brother, man. He all right.
Hey, Brent, let me address one more thing, a couple of things real quick. Big drag. I was supposed to be at Big Drag Race. I promised them I was going to be there. Well, we had Saturday night, we had
with my wife didn't tell me until the race was over, but we had death in the family. And I was on the phone all night, didn't get up on time. I was planning on going to two tracks that day. We got up, we went to one. We ended up leaving late, called the track. They didn't. They said it was closing at 5. No, they said it would be closing at 6 o'clock. GPS said we wouldn't get there to 6:03, so we just kept going. I felt there was no need to, go. We wouldn't be able to even pull a car with the trailer. So I'm apologize to Drag for that. But, you know, I've been, every race that he had, I've been there to support him. I don't really think that's going to be an issue between me and him. And the situation with Tony Vine. Man, Tony did everything in his power to keep that car broke all day. Now I'm going on mute.
Well, you know what? Let me get my name. I gotta get my name caller, man. Whoa. Boy, hey, hold, y'all hold on. I would be remiss if I didn't play this right here for my man, my brother, the one and only. Let me play this right here, cause boy, his brother right here, he was right here at one time. And, you know, it's one of those things that when you look at how things are set up, you know what I mean? All of us started from somewhere. But this guy right here, man, this way he was. He was right here. With that being said, let me go ahead and bring him in here, the one and only Mississippi Joe! What's
Grant,
going on, Mississippi Joe? Yeah.
Yeah, how you doing, bro? Man, thank you for the little intro and all that, but, you know, it's good to feel appreciated sometimes, so I do thank you. But I'm just waving my hands to you this morning, Brett. That's all, this afternoon. Just waving at you. That's all I wanted to tell you. You're doing a good job, and I'm digging you this morning, Bo.
I appreciate it, Bo. You know, I hope that y'all made it back, you know what I mean, or close in the vicinity, you know what I mean? Man.
Oh, yeah, Brett. God is good. He watched us. Let us make it home safely and let us travel up and down the highways and byways safe, Brad. He brought us on in.
I do want to ask you, though, Bo. You've been traveling to a lot of tracks these last couple of weeks, Bo. I'm talking about a long way. Why y'all traveling so much like that, Bo? Is it something we need to know?
Bo, you know. So that's all I'm going to say.
Hey, Stunner, I can't get him to say, I can't shake him, can a Stunner? Oh, man.
We support
okay.
No, you can't shake him.
We
still going to have our show November 8th, and we going to want support, too, so, you know. Because we couldn't take the car, but, you know how that goes. If you can't bring your car, you bring yourself, so ain't nobody mad, you know?
Right. It's all good. Well, with that being said,
we're going to be leaving out 5 in the morning in Milan, Michigan also.
Okay.
Going to Michigan.
Okay.
Going to see that good racing. I just want to see some good racing, man. We want to see some good racing, and, you know, hey, maybe one day, maybe pretty soon, you know, we can show up with a car, you know?
Right. Well, you know, we'll see what the deal is. With that being said, I appreciate it. Go ahead. Come on with it.
Brad, thanks for having me, man. Y'all have a good day. Hello to everybody out there. To y'all riding ones and to y'all built ones. Hello.
With that being said, I need a little help. Godfather, I need some help right quick. I'm going to get Jay on here while I go grab Jay right quick. I was supposed to get him on here, and I didn't call him, to be honest. It was going so good.
He don't have anybody in front of him. Tell him next time, go on time to call in and hit the one button like everybody else. Tell him I said.
Well, you know, Well, you know,
I forgot that.
Yeah, there you go. You and him have a special relationship, but I, you know what I mean. I enjoy doing the show. You know what I'm saying. So,
yeah, go ahead, Bread Man. Go ahead. While Bread Man gone, if anybody out there with the mic open, you got anything? Any question you want to ask? Anything? Glad to hear Mississippi Joe come on there and doing the right thing now. Glad he's doing the right thing. Him and his brother TF. I hope to see them back out with the doggone the new and improved Gangsta Boo in the near future. We're looking forward to seeing that. But anybody got any questions out there when while Bread Man over there trying to get Jay Barnes on the phone? Shoot. Where you at, Smooth Criminal?
Hey, John, I want you to do me a favor because you talk to the corner all the time. And I listen to your show, man. He always talks about being that damn best. Okay? He had an opportunity to bite some damn body and he didn't do it. Tell him he can't be a fucking bear no more.
Okay, I ain't coming on this show. We don't cuss that much on Bread Man show, you know. So that you know, but I got you though, and I agree 100% with you. You're right about that. That's what I said about all these blog talk gangsters, man. All these blog talk gangsters. When it's time to dog gonna get in the ring, where they at then?
Exactly, man. I apologize for that, man. I got excited.
Yeah, I know. I know. We let you slip every now and then. It's your first time though, but yeah, on Bread Man show, we kind of try to keep it down a little bit, though. You know, we slip every now and then. I know me, because I can't help it, but, you know, we try to keep it to a minimum, though.
Is my mic on, Godfather?
Yeah, go ahead, Joe. We hear you. Go ahead, Joe.
Godfather, I know you will be getting to the bottom of this later on today, probably, when you have the birth test. At a certain hour, for those of you who didn't know, Godfather always had the birth test. That's what I call it on the show when we have the Make Believe Band, the Gangster Band, the internet
bad. What else got, Pop? Yeah. Yeah, well, like I told you, man, you know, we trying to cut down on them, Joe, because doggone it, we get tired of all these jokers on these doggone shows. They're going to do everything, and, man, they're going to race and 40 races, and we ain't seen one yet.
I just want to say this about somebody who I really enjoy hearing him talk, and I enjoy to see him race, and I like the swag, and, because if he got on that show talking about what he was going to do, either you were going to whoop him or he was going to whoop you. And I'm going to tell you for real, and he's one of my opponents, or was one of my opponents, but I just call it the way I see it. I'm a miss Cold Killer out here, you know?
Yeah, well, the Joe Cold Killer, like I said, Cold Killer said the car is still in the Motor City Mafia family. The car 9 is called Charles Manson. Cold Killer is being kind of sly. He don't want to put his show his whole hand though. But trust me, Cold Killer won't be gone as long as you think he'll be gone. That's all I'm at liberty to say right now.
Dog.
Well, you know, I believe that. I believe he's gonna get the spirit and come on back sooner than he probably think he is. But you know, we all have intentions of doing one thing, but sometimes it don't go like we think. So all we can do is just lay back and wait, huh, Godfather?
Yeah, you're right. Hey, I think Bread Man was back. I think somebody was calling.
That was me.
Yeah,
dog. That was me. Hey, can I say this, Bread Man, right quick?
Go ahead.
If anybody needing the address to the racetrack, just let me know. You know, I can give y'all the address, or you can go on the website, US19-Dragway. If you have a problem getting there, I understand that Mississippi Joe said he just might show his face up in the house. Him and I appreciate that, him and his brother. And good to hear from you again, the Mississippi Joe. And truck driver already making, just want to let y'all know, truck driver already making reservation and everything. So if you need to know anything about truck driver, say he's going to be there. He wants to come support me, and I appreciate that. But if y'all need the address, let me know. Truck driver already done made this reservation. So if y'all need to know where to stay at, you need to call me a truck driver because we'll let you know.
Thank you, Bobby.
Okay, thanks.
Go ahead, Bread Man. You back. Go ahead. You got
Jay on. Yes, I'm back. No, I ain't get him on. You know how he do. You know, but it's all good. It's all good.
Jay might still be on the road. You know, he was on the road. He coming in from Memphis. They stayed over in Memphis last night, so he might be on the road, Bread Man.
No, I know. You're right. But I was just doing what he asked me to do. He requested that I get him in here, so you know what I mean. I had to try to, you know, do what I did, but... With that being said, Donye, you had your hand back up. You wanted to say something?
Yeah, I fell off. I was trying to get back in.
Listen, I won't be out till I'm looking to lock in Tony Bynes, Goldie, August 23rd, people, left for dead. I'll be in the house.
You say you're looking for to have some type of live action going on the 23rd. Your phone was breaking. What'd you say?
They can get a turn too.
Oh.
No. What he said is his phone wasn't breaking up, Brett, man. It might be your phone if you got a bad signal. What he said is he's looking to lock in Tony Bynes and a host of anybody else for the 23rd down in Cecil County, Dragway, in Maryland. That's what he said.
Oh. Okay.
He said he want Goldie. He want Goldie, Candy Crush, any of them. He said he's looking for all of them.
And I'm going to tell you what Daniel told me, and this is Mr. Joe. He said he want Red Tree so bad he can taste it.
He
is on the phone. Address that,
Danye. She ain't said nothing wrong, Joe.
I told you. Godfather's going to go back and tell him
that.
I don't think I got to go back and tell him. Realtree is in the same process that Cold Killer just went through the process. Realtree is finna sell his car for all y'all that want to know.
No, man.
Are you
serious,
Godfather?
Well, you just heard what he said. Real tree finna sell his car. We got another car, 8211. That looked like the one and only the truck driver. Breaker 19.
Come on, man.
What's going on, truck driver? What you got? What you got for us?
Hey, that morning time, everybody. How everybody doing?
Hey, that truck
there,
I gotta ask you, man. I just heard the real tree finna sell his car. I know you know. Is that true?
Hey, I'm on mute.
Oh.
Well, I understand.
I'm on mute.
I think that'd be a shame. I would hate to see him sell.
I don't know.
Listen, he might get another one later on.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, they saw Fade the Black, man, and then they went back. That's what that was. They saw Fade the Black, and that was it.
Well, yeah, it's a lot of, listen. Now, I'm going to tell the truth. I was up there, I seen Donye pass. I seen the first pass, I seen the second. And I'm going to tell you, Donye, bad boy, I'm just going to say it like that. Whoever raised him better have all their I's dotted and all their T's crossed. And that go for us, too, if we ever come back. So I think Donye just made us go back in the bushes for about another 2 years.
So, Joe, what you saying is you didn't see no cracks in the foundation?
None.
What I'm saying, man, he is a fierce competitor. And that's the best way to put it, and I think that is the legit way to put it. He is a fierce competitor. Whoever he wants to run against, whether you beat him or whether he beats you, he a fierce competitor.
All of us out here are fierce competitors. Don't make no difference how fast or how slow we are. We all fierce competitors. But now, my prediction is, I done heard Donye. Well, and Donye don't really talk that much stuff, to be honest with you. I respect Donye because ever since I know that man, he just down to earth. He don't get into all that yakety-yak unless you yakety-yak with him. The man will race. That's one thing about him. He will race. But I'm going to say this to him. This week, if with them don't lie, and they come to doggone Maryland with that candy cane car, and Donye is there. Oh, Donye is going to be in Texas. Okay, be quiet. I'm going on mute. I forgot Donye is going to be in Texas.
Well, I'm going to say this then, so I can make everybody understand me, so it won't be no doubts. Ain't nobody out there gonna whoop Donye if he make the shakedown as of right now. If he make the trip and the other guy make the trip, my prediction is Donye is the baddest thing out there right now. Now, that sums it up. If you can't understand that, then go on mute.
That's one man's opinion, but that's a good opinion, but that's just one man's opinion.
That's right. That's my opinion. Lil Rick, Real Tree, Bow Tree, Bow Tie, Bow Flex, if they both make the trip, Donye going to slaughter them.
If they both make the trip.
Well, you know, that's the way you
hold
have
up,
to say it, because
hey,
anything can happen in drag racing.
Hey, I didn't interrupt you. I'll let you finish, Joe. If they both make the trip.
Let me finish. You just jumped in.
Hey, y'all hold on one second. Y'all hold on a minute, Joe. Hold on a minute, Godfather. We got the one and only, the world famous Mr. Grudgeek himself, Jay Ball.
Yeah, man, we gotta make sure everybody get that intro, man. Everybody gotta get that intro.
Hey, you need to get a bell make that doggone clapping good. That sounded like some weak Grudgeek shit.
Hey, no, what we need to do is let me make sure you
get. I need that on dog show. I need a dog show to give me an intro like that. Batman, what you got going on this morning?
Well, I got the one and only, you know what I mean, the what I'm going to call him. He used to be the GOAT. He used to be the GOAT, the wild GOAT, but now he just, you know what I'm saying? He's just a strike owner. That's all he is. But he was on here saying something about, you know what I mean, I was supposed to call out Mandrea when I thought we already called Mandrea a lot. You know what I mean? I hadn't heard from him.
We need to make sure Mandrea might be still scared. But, wait a minute. We need to lock him in.
Well, I told him to talk to the owner. I don't do any talking. I just drive. I'm letting the button go. That's all I'm concerned with.
Hey, Matt Bell, I might be scared, man. So we got to make sure that Matt Bell locked that in. We don't want no head up. We don't care how many kids, what size time, wheelie ball, turbo, nice, all that. Got a 6-4 for that guy.
Hold up, I'm pissed off, Jay. You talking about the zookeeper, you talking about bread man or somebody gonna be driving. Since that's the case, I'm gonna have to put the cold black on your butt now. You done pissed me off.
No. Who is cold black? I don't know that car.
That's B's car, you big dummy.
Oh, okay. Cold black. All right. Sorry about that. But this is a special call out, dog. This is a special call out now, Mandrell that is the Fred Man had, he was with Fred Man, but I can tell you now, he didn't get no popularity because everybody went with Fred Man. It was the Fred Man going to whoop in the picture. No issue. No, hands down. So, you want something to pick on that?
Jay.
Huh?
Fred Man, he not going to go for the 7-0. You're going to lose, man. He can't go 6-0. He can't go 6-0. He can't go 7-0. He can't go 6-0. He can't go 6-7. He's scared. He can't. He programmed 7-0. Going back on mute.
Hey, Bobby, I tell you what we're going to do.
Hello.
I want you to go against Cold Black and win it out. And you guys are going to keep it whoop. I want you to whoop him. And then we're going to let Grant Man whoop That's a lot, now. Make sure we get a lock on that, now.
No, if Bobby get in the zookeeper, all I want to do is throw him a banana peel. That's it.
That ain't fun, Brad, man.
I'm throwing a banana peel. I'm done. I don't want to get in that end. Let Bobby handle it. We got a lot of, individuals. DJ Grant, Dog. I mean, it's a lot of pilots out here. Me personally, the reason I was doing it and stepped up to the plate, Jay, is because, you know what I mean, we all one big family. And, I appreciate it. You know what I mean? I appreciated the opportunity of you, thinking about me like that.
That's what it sounds like to me.
I appreciate the flowers and but y'all, y'all really don't know Bread Man. You know what I mean? Like, I want to ask the callers this right here. With all the callers on here that are drivers, if y'all had the money to run in the fold, would y'all go in the fold? The real drivers that's on the phone. You know what I mean? I've always had the opportunity.
Well, hey, dog, if he had the money to go to the polls, we'd go to the polls.
If you want me to answer it honestly, Bread Man, that was a dumbass question. We already going in the polls. I'm on mute.
That's why I wasn't saying nothing, dog. That's why I wasn't saying nothing. Coach, I'm figuring out what he's talking about. I've been trying to figure that out.
Hey, hold on a minute. Let me break it down what I'm talking about. What I'm referring to is there are a lot of individuals that are out here that have regular calls like I used to have. But I promise y'all one thing, and I don't have oil pressure. But I
got all that background noise, Brad, man.
You know who that is. You already know who that is. You the one said he was on the road. He ain't lying about it.
Well, he can do his phone if that's Jay with all that damn background noise.
Yeah. I'm going back on mute.
But what I want to say is there are individuals out there that don't, they got good running cars, running the fives or whatever, but they would love to have that money to go into the promised land is what I call it. Anything in the folds I call the promised land because you riding in. But in order to go there, you got to have a good combination, a good car, safe car. But I do want to say this right here. I have already called the head of NHRA, and I'm going to have him down at the track on that day. So if y'all don't have license to run faster than 7-0s, then guess what? Y'all, I'm locking all y'all in. So you better have your stuff together. That's all I'm saying. Now, with that being said, Bobby, when the last time you had your license upgraded to run into the polls, Bobby? Your top check it to me right now. Check it to me right now, Bobby.
Okay, I'm going to take a picture of
it. Certified top sportsman race
with wins. Hey, look here. I can take your picture. Hey, a bread man, lots
of
good.
Take me the picture right now. Look at this. Take me the picture right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm waiting on that. Yeah. Well, with that being said, y'all know that US 19 is a sanctioned NHRA track. It is sanctioned. So all you need to do, let me give y'all a bit of information, call NHRA. And you can fill out a little form for $69. You will be covered. Your car will be covered up under the insurance for $69. You can get a National Dragster coming to your house, and you will be covered with whatever may go down at that track. You will be covered. So I want to give y'all that little piece of tidbit. US 19 Dragway is NHRA certified track. We would love for y'all to come out and have fun. I'm just kidding about the man going to be there, but you know what I mean? We will be wanting everybody to show up and be safe that day. We will want nothing going down. We want everybody to be safe. And you know what I mean? With that being said, I'm going to turn it back over to Jay and let him get his announcements out. And we're getting ready to shed it on down. Jay, go ahead. Well, Jay don't want to say, Jay, where you at? I think that is him.
Who y'all looking for? Who you looking for?
That ain't him. I was looking for Jay. That ain't him. I'm finna mute everybody's mic because I got to get an inspirational vitamin. I'm gonna start from the bottom. There's a bunch of y'all on here. I don't know if all y'all want to say anything. Hold on a minute. I got another hand up here. 678-1445 before we get out here.
There you go, Matt Drill.
678-1445.
Yeah, can y'all
hear me,
Brad, man?
Yeah, what's going on?
Hello, can y'all hear? Yeah, this is Matt Drill. I appreciate you having me on your show, Brad. But why y'all keep calling my name when you know J. Boy not going to let you drive the car? You know dog will be in that car.
Man, go on mute, man.
Hey, Red, you better go on mute, Red.
That not more Bobby Wild out.
Hey, Cadillac, let me get back with you, man. Let me go on up the
list.
Look
here. Bread man, whenever you show up, I'm going to knock him out too. Like I'm gonna do.
I appreciate you, Cat. Like, let me get on up this list, man, and get his inspirational bottom out. All right, then.
All right.
Maybe we're going to move up to 803, the truck driver. That's you. Come on with your final statements, truck driver, if you're on here.
Good show this morning, Brad. Good show.
Golly. I appreciate you, dog. Appreciate you. Don J, come on with it. Final thoughts. Oh, well. Get your opportunity. 5133. I'm going up the ladder. 224-6386.
Hey, good show, man. Good show. I'm glad I got on. All you brothers be safe. See you next week, man. See you during the rest of the week.
That's what's up. I appreciate you, brother.
Yes, sir.
248-1625. Moved up to you. We'll get back with you. 706-6670. You want to shout out something?
Yes, sir, Brett.
Come on with it. Yes, sir.
Good show. And I just look forward to seeing everybody at the next event when all the bells out.
Well, you know, and by the way, I was glad to hear that, you know what I mean, you getting a whole lot closer. I did want to throw that out there, man. I'm glad to see that you, you know, basically still trying to do what you do, you know what I mean, show some type of perseverance and keep pressing in the right direction, you know.
Yeah, you definitely got to love this thing. I just appreciate this. I'm thankful to the good Lord that I'm able to.
There you go. That's what's up. Appreciate you, Stunner.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Bobby. We ain't last, but dog be last all the time. But go ahead, Bobby.
Oh, I don't have that much to say. I just say, hey, Brett, man, a good show. Enjoyed it. And like I said, once again, if y'all ain't doing nothing, Office 1516 would be at US 19 Dragway. Good show. Keep up the good work. And thanks for all the support.
Thank you. Well, I muted his mic. Godfather.
Yeah, Brett, man, appreciate everything, man.
Godfather, I got to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
This man texted me his license. He did text me now. He got Top Sportsman and Advanced ET license. Guess what the expiration date is on it, though?
What is it?
July 31st, 2014. You are not legal, brother. I just want to put it out.
Yeah.
Oh, man. As of your race, you cannot go to a race until you get these. Look at him. He's trying to hit back in here. But
that ain't Bobby Childs, is it?
Yeah, that's Bobby Childs. His license expired as of the end of the month, 2014. Now, look at that.
That was last month.
Yes, last month, July 31st, 2014, and by the way, Bobby, your membership needs to be updated in the next couple of days as well. Now, you don't believe that? Let me show you mine. Let me text you mine and see what mine say, Bobby. How about that? You got a text coming back. Ugh. Oh, I didn't mean to do that. Good God, I almost went back on him. Whew. Godfather, my blood pressure. Come on with it, Godfather. Let me get an inspirational vibe.
Yeah, well, and Brad, man, like I said, man, your show set the tone for the week, man. You're the first show to start it out, so your show sets the tone for the week. Good show. Appreciate you letting me get on, and we got a couple of things worked out today to get started. So, good show, Brad, man. Appreciate you having me on there.
appreciate you. I appreciate you for being here for me. And definitely, you know what I mean, I look forward to continue my understudy in this game and definitely on these talk shows. I appreciate you for being there for me. With that being said, let's go to the inspirational vitamin. Y'all know how I do it.
There is power in.
Well, I'm going to stop it right there and go ahead and get this out the way. The inspirational vitamin of this Monday, August 4th, is a positive attitude will overcome many obstacles, but a negative attitude will soak in its misery. God gives us the mindset to determine our accomplishments. Y'all think about that and take that and run with it. Y'all know who this is, the Bread Man. One time for your mind. Thank y'all for allowing us to celebrate. Have a good one.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.